y'all. You're tuning to the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast. I'm your host, Big Sarge. Make sure you're subscribed to the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts from. Make sure you're following me on the Twitter at Big Sarge Sports with a Z at the end, and that is on Instagram. You can also follow me on, follow me on the Tik and the Talk at Big Sarge Media, and make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube channel, Big Sarge Media. All right. Real quickly, because I have, let me make this announcement first. So some of you all who follow me seen that I said on next week, I did a little public service announcement from the sauna, which hold on, time out, by the way, y'all see your boy back in there getting, you know what I'm saying? That boy trying to get 98 fine, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to hear when doom, 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 doom. Well, I won't be able to, hey, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get winded like some of you all. It's another story for another time. So my public service announcement is that starting next week, the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast will be going live probably 2 to 3 days out of the week, and I am able to take phone calls. So this weekend, I will be giving out the number that some of you all can call in and talk with me about whatever subject we're talking about. Some of you all can call in and voice your opinion. The only thing that I ask is, you know, you keep the same rules that you do if you were calling in to a radio station. Keep the profanity to a minimum. Don't get derogatory. Don't try to belittle me. If you don't agree with my takes, if you disagree with my takes, then that's okay. We can have a conversation about that. But what we won't do is go back and forth with each other as far as trying to degrade or belittle each other. And we won't make derogatory remarks towards each other over sports takes or over life takes. Like that's something that we can agree to disagree on all the time. So starting next week, I will be doing more live shows. I will have a feature on my show where you all can call in. There will be a number where you all can call in and interact with me. And I look forward to it. Like one of the things that I loved about being on In the Trenches with Indy Kalu was the callers. I like being able to have that feedback. One thing I like about the function that Twitter has as far as the Twitter spaces is concerned is that I get to interact with people that I probably wouldn't get a chance to interact with on a consistent basis. So I look forward to, you know, having your phone calls. I look forward to you disagreeing and saying, Sarge, that's the dumbest shit I've heard in ever. And I'd be like, that's cool. We can agree to disagree. I am one that will always say, I respect your opinion. I just disagree with it and move on. All right. So real quick. So the Arizona Cardinals cut wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins. Side note, question. How many of you all believe that DeAndre Hopkins is a Hall of Famer? When you look at careers, if you're going to put them side by side and you look at what Andre Johnson did in his career and you look at what DeAndre Hopkins did in his career, and we know for a fact that we are pushing towards Andre Johnson, former Houston Texans wide receiver, the best wide receiver the Houston Texans have ever had. I will say that even though we're talking about DeAndre Hopkins, everybody knows that Andre Johnson was the best wide receiver to ever play for the Houston Texans from the time that he was drafted to the time he left here. So, but when you look at that and compare to what D-Hop did, is there a chance D-Hop gets into the Hall of Fame as well? Because I feel like Andre Johnson is going to get into the NFL Hall of Fame. There's no way that they can keep him out. Eventually, they're going to have to let him in. I think that he's tried, twice now? And I got to go and look up how many times you get before it's over. Excuse me. So I honestly and truly believe that Andre Johnson will get into the Hall of Fame, NFL Hall of Fame, Football Hall of Fame, excuse me. So will we see DeAndre Hopkins in the Football Hall of Fame based off of what he's done? Because DeAndre does have some very, very impressive numbers, especially during his time here with the Houston Texans. So he does have some very, very, very impressive numbers. But sheesh, I can't believe I'm about to say this. Well, before I say this, I don't know what it is about the fact that people are looking at wanting James Harden to come back to Houston. A lot of people are now saying, now that DeAndre Hopkins is a free agent, they want DeAndre Hopkins to come back to Houston. And I get it. Do not get me wrong. I've seen both of these young men play at their peaks. I've seen peak James Harden. I've seen peak DeAndre Hopkins. And both of them went through a lot of adversity on their teams. A lot of them didn't have the teammates that they needed to propel them to that championship level, but they gave it their all. James Harden gave his all during the time that he was here in Houston, and so did DeAndre Hopkins. I just don't know at what price. Let me start off by saying that. And the reason why I'm choosing my words carefully is because I am a huge DeAndre Hopkins fan. When I say that I'm a huge DeAndre Hopkins fan, I am a huge DeAndre Hopkins fan. I like DeAndre Hopkins. I am a fan. I was a fan from the time he was here to the time he was left, the time he was traded away by Bill O'Brien, which was still one of the dumbest trades to ever happen in NFL history. I was a fan when he was in Arizona, and wherever his next team is, I'm going to be a fan of him then. So I am a huge DeAndre Hopkins fan. Let me preface my statement by saying that. I'll never forget there was a guy who used to cover the Texans here in Houston, and it had to be, I want to say 2018, if I'm not mistaken. 2018, where he tried to call him DeAndre Dropkins. That's what he tried to say, that DeAndre Hopkins dropped passes. And I'm saying to myself, what? And I wrote a whole article about how DeAndre Hopkins had averaged less than 5 drops per year from the time he got to Houston Texans up until that point. If I'm not mistaken, that was 2018. I have to go back and find that article. But DeAndre Hopkins was like, yeah, he right. I don't drop passes. So he came out, and if I'm not mistaken, he was asking Mark Berman, where is the guy? I can't remember the guy's name, but he was looking for the guy because he wanted to talk to the guy that's called him Dropkins so he could tell him, yo, I don't drop passes. I think that the guy addressed it on his show later on, but yeah, DeAndre was looking for him. So DeAndre Hopkins is by far one of the best possession wide receivers to ever play the game. He's one of those ones that if it's 3rd and 7, he's going to run a 9-yard route and catch the ball no matter where the ball is. Think about when DeAndre Hopkins was with the Houston Texans. Hell, sometimes I would show up to NRG Stadium thinking, starting quarterback from Jack Yates starting for the Texans today? If I'm not mistaken, at one point, DeAndre Hopkins had played with 11 different quarterbacks during his time with the Houston Texans. And he was still an all-pro, still catching everything that was thrown to him. I've watched DeAndre Hopkins play in multiple playoff games hurt. I remember the wild card game against the Indianapolis Colts where he could barely lift his arm, but he continued to play. He stayed on the field. So I am a huge DeAndre Hopkins fan. Huge DeAndre Hopkins fan. I have nothing against DeAndre Hopkins. My only question is, what would Houston be bringing him back for? That's the biggest question I have. Are you bringing him back to play him? Are you bringing him back, making him your wide receiver one? Or are you bringing him here so that he can teach, so he can help Robert Woods, who is a 11-year veteran in the NFL, teach these young wide receivers like Nico Collins, and, you know, John Mechie, Tank Dell, Xavier Hutchinson. Hold on, let me grab my roster right here. Let me see some of these other wide receivers who are, who, you know, who's going to be on the team. Amari Rodgers. You know, a lot of these guys have 5 years or less in the NFL, and so with the amount of time that DeAndre Hopkins has been in the league, what are you bringing him back for? Are you bringing him back to be just a possession receiver? Are you bringing him back to be a safety valve? And what I mean by if you're bringing him back, meaning that if DeAndre Hopkins agreed to come back to Houston, what would the Houston Texans be bringing him back to do? That is the question that everyone should be asking. What is DeAndre Hopkins' responsibility when he comes back here? Because as we know, of course, time catches up with everyone. If you listen to the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast, you heard me talk about James Harden, where I said it's at the point now. It used to be that Father Time was hanging out with James Harden. Now James Harden is at that point where he's hanging out with Father Time. Time catches up with everyone. We've watched all of our greats. We've watched all of our very goods get caught up with time. We just watched the Los Angeles Lakers get swept by the Denver Nuggets in the Western Conference Finals because LeBron could only muster it up for a half. He couldn't do it for two halves. Time has caught up with him. Time has caught up with DeAndre Hopkins as well. So I need to know what would be his role. What are you bringing him back for? How much money does he want? Does he want to play for a rebuilding franchise? You also got to look at DeAndre Hopkins later on in, with the Arizona Cardinals. He had injury history, and he was suspended for performance-enhancing drugs. Like, those are two things that you cannot forget about when you're thinking about bringing DeAndre Hopkins to your team. I honestly and truly believe that he's one of the best possession wide receivers to ever play the game. He is one of them. I still believe that if you bring him back to the Houston Texans, if the Houston Texans are lucky enough to get DeAndre Hopkins and bring him back, he will help CJ Stroud tremendously. Because just like I said on the Locked On Texans podcast with Cody Davis and John Hickman, we know that a tight end is a rookie and a backup quarterback's best friend. A tight end. And that's because the tight end is always the safe throw. The tight end is always the safest throw on the field. You got a tight end like Dalton Schultz who can catch. He's going to be CJ Stroud's best friend. You bring back DeAndre Hopkins, he will easily become CJ Stroud's best friend. Because one thing that DeAndre Hopkins can still do is catch. He can catch. And the fact that he can catch, and you're putting a quarterback, a rookie quarterback, under center, in shotgun, wherever offense coordinator Bobby Sloak is going to have him, if you know that you have a very reliable tight end, you have a very reliable possession receiver with Damian Pierce in the backfield, that could work. That could work. But you have to find out what DeAndre Hopkins is looking for. What is his mindset? Yes, I know. I've seen the clip. I know that he says that he doesn't want to play with a young quarterback. He doesn't want to play with a young quarterback. He wants to go somewhere where he can win. So that means he's looking for a team that has a ready-made system, that has a ready-made organization that's ready to take that next step and win a championship, win a Super Bowl. Now, but a handful of teams in the NFL like that. You're looking at your Kansas City Chiefs. You're looking at your Buffalo Bills. You're looking at your Philadelphia Eagles. You're looking at your Cincinnati Bengals. He will be a great, great, great addition to the Baltimore Ravens for Lamar Jackson to go along with the rookie Zay Flowers and Odell Beckham Jr., and you slide him right into that situation. He will look great. Hell, I mean, if we're keeping it, if we're being honest with ourselves, if we're keeping it a buck, if we're keeping it 100, he may be able to even slide into the New York Jets with Aaron Rodgers and help them out. So I understand where he is at the point of his career where he wants to win. Yes, he still wants to get paid, but he wants to win also. The Texans, they're not in that place yet. The Texans, and we all know this. I'm not telling you something that you don't know. The Texans aren't in that situation to where they're ready to take the next step to become a championship contender. And by the time that they are, DeAndre Hopkins is going to definitely be on that slippery slope of his career going downward. He's going to be on that slippery slope. His career is going to be almost to the point where he's going to have to get ready to call it a career. So I understand that he's in a win-now mode. Hell, I understand that's how it is in the NBA with James Harden. He's in a win-now mode. The issue and the problem that I have with a lot of fans out there is I need you all to step into reality. How about that? I need you all to step into 2023, and I need you to put your 2023 glasses on, not your 2017 glasses when it comes to Harden and DeAndre Hopkins, not your 2018 glasses, you know, not your watching them while watching James Harden at the Toyota Center, watching DeAndre Hopkins at NRG. Like, I not those glasses, not the retro 3D glasses. I'm gonna need you to put on your prescriptions. I'm gonna need you to put on your prescription glasses and honestly take a look at these players now and what they would bring to the franchise now. I know I keep incorporating James Harden into this discussion. That's only because a lot of people are pushing for James Harden to come back to the Rockets, like I've seen here earlier today on social media, where some fans are pushing for the Houston Texans to go get DeAndre Hopkins. And listen, I ain't here to argue with you, but I will. I ain't here to debate you, but I will. I ain't here to go back and forth with you, but I'm not doing that. I ain't gonna go back. What I will say is both sides, the people who want DeAndre Hopkins back and the people who don't want DeAndre Hopkins back, have made compelling points. So as I decipher between wanting him and not wanting him back, I just come to the conclusion of, what is he coming back for? What would he be coming back for? Now, with that being said, Nick, you can't drop the ball like you did with Calvin Ridley. Because I honestly and truly believe that the Houston Texans dropped the ball when it came to being able to get Calvin Ridley, who we all know was, you know, had some issues. Let's just say that. Had some issues when he was with the Atlanta Falcons and was picked up by the Jacksonville Jaguars for basically nothing. Jacksonville got stronger with Calvin Ridley. He's still in the prime of his career. So I feel like the Texans dropped the ball on that. Should at least reach out to find out if he was interested in coming here or what it was going to take to get him here. That's the exact same way I feel about DeAndre Hopkins. You ain't got to sign him. At least reach out and find out. Make the phone call at least. At least say, hey, man, look, you may not want to come back to Houston. I understand that you were done wrong when you were here in Houston. I understand that that old regime that I am still friends with did you wrong. I understand what Bill O'Brien did to you. I understand what Jack Easterby did to you. There's no possible way that you should ever have been traded away from this franchise. There's no possible way that you and Deshaun Watson should not have went down as one of the best quarterback wide receiver duos to ever play the game. You all should have been that tandem coming out of the AFC saying, damn, Well, every time D-Hop and Watson on the field together, they just make things happen. There's no possible way that in going into the 2023 season, if you'd have told me back in 2017 that by 2023 or 2022, that there would be no DeAndre Hopkins and no Deshaun Watson for the Houston Texans, I'd have told you it was a damn lie. I'd have said no possible way. But here we are today. And the Houston Texans are rebuilding franchise. They're starting to do what they need to do to get themselves back in place in order to compete, starting with in the AFC South and going forward. I feel like they're putting the pieces together in order to be able to at least compete until they're able to take that next step. But that process is still 2 years away at least. So what's going to happen to DeAndre Hopkins if he came back to the Houston Texans? And what are we going to look, what kind of DeAndre Hopkins are we looking at in the next 2 to 3 years? If he went to a team like the Bills or the Eagles or, you know, the Chiefs, the the Bengals, if he went to a team like the Ravens, those teams are ready to compete right now. And the next 2 or 3 years for him on those type of teams, he would still be able to, I don't want to say compete at an elite level, but he'll have elite level talent around him to make up for where he's lacking in that department. Those teams are ready to win right now. You put DeAndre Hopkins on that team, he automatically makes those quarterbacks better because, he becomes that safety valve for those quarterbacks. DeAndre Hopkins is a wide receiver that can move the chains. And if you're moving the chains in the NFL, you're successful. That's all I got. I don't know what else to say. Until we know exactly what DeAndre Hopkins wants as far as role and money is concerned, I mean, it's fun. It's fun to talk about it on social media. I don't think it's fun to take shots at people when the man just, like he just was released. Like, can we at least give it a day? Maybe two. I don't know how y'all gonna do it. We'll see. You've been tuning into the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast. Make sure you are subscribed to the Sports Talk with Big Sarge podcast. Follow me at Big Sarge Sports with a Z at the end on Instagram and on Twitter. Follow me on the Tick and the Talk at Big Sarge Media. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Big Sarge Media. And starting next week, you all will be able to call in and have me totally destroy your takes if they're bad. I'm out.
Hard work. Earn what pays. Hard work. Hard work. Do it every day.